with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a wildfire northwest of Los Angeles burned out of control for a second day after destroying dozens of homes. Ventura County Fire Chief Dustin Gardner says authorities are hard at work fighting the wildfire.
To our community members that have been impacted by this fire, our hearts do go out to you. You are our families, you are our communities. Our firefighters, our first responders, myself, we live in these communities, and we do take this serious, and our hearts do go out to you, and we will do everything we can to get you back in as soon as we can and to get you assistance when you get back in.
More than 10,000 residents remain under evacuation orders as the mountain fire continues to threaten some 3,500 structures in suburban neighborhoods, ranches, and agricultural areas around Camarillo and Ventura County. President Biden is pledging a peaceful and orderly transition to the incoming Trump administration, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In his first post-election appearance, President Biden said the will of the people always prevails in a democracy.
We accept the choice the country made.
He said that he assured Donald Trump that his administration would cooperate and carry out a peaceful and orderly transition, and the president promised to fulfill his oath.
On January 20th, we'll have a peaceful transfer of power here in America.
Greg Clugston, The White House.
Republican David McCormick has won Pennsylvania's pivotal U.S. Senate seat, beating three-term Democratic Senator Bob Casey. The battleground state contest pads Republicans' majority in the Senate, which they wrested from Democratic control this week. On Wall Street, the Dow down by a fraction, the Nasdaq up by 285, with the S&P 500 advancing 44, oil up to $72.04 a barrel. This is SRN News. A disturbing report from a Muslim country.
Pakistan's National Commission for Human Rights says Islamic radicals are seeking to lure Christians into posting things on social media that can wind up getting them arrested for blasphemy. The commission goes on to state that some of these radicals are actually getting help from government officials in their efforts to entrap Christians. Pakistan has some of the most draconian blasphemy laws in the world. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Congress has its first transgender representative. Delaware Democratic State Senator Sarah McBride, a man living as a woman, has been elected to the House. McBride had established a national profile as a transgender activist, and national LGBT groups flooded his campaign with money. Meanwhile, in Montana, transgender State Representative Zoe Zephyr has won re-election. Zephyr, also a man living as a woman, is a Democrat and represents a district in the college town of Missoula. This is SRN News. There's mixed reaction in Israel to the U.S. presidential election. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Middle Eastern pundits agree that despite the satisfaction Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu displayed at President-elect Trump's victory, just how the two men's agendas will merge or diverge remains to be seen. Those who accept the view that the Israeli leader will stay steadfast in his need to fight the Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists, regardless of the amount of time it takes, may find a less willing ally in President Trump version 2, who has asserted his intent to conclude the war as soon as possible. This might mean accepting compromises Netanyahu consistently rejected, but which will set the starting point for the state of the U.S.-Israel relationship this time around. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.